This is WLRN News. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity. After the shooting in Orlando last week, a group of queer and trans librarians and educators came together on Twitter around the hashtag PulseOrlandoSyllabus. Within 72 hours, that idea matured into a sweeping Google document offering everything from meditation techniques and LGBTQ archives to music and zines. There are hundreds of contributors. I talked to Oliver Bendorf and Lydia Willoughby, librarians who got the project started.
The Pulse Orlando Syllabus is a crowdsourced, collaborative resource guide, currently 61 pages long. I was just checking the last page length before we got on the phone because it keeps growing every time I check. I don't know that anything other than a resource guide such as the Pulse Orlando Syllabus would have, for example, you know, a category such as gay bars and nightlife alongside young adult books featuring people of color alongside the history of gun control policy. And so I think one unique thing that this syllabus does is brings those resources from those individual categories into conversation with each other and suggests that they have something to say to each other.
So how did this come together?
On Monday, or maybe even Sunday yet, I sent out a tweet just asking if anyone in my sphere of librarians and teachers was working on an Orlando syllabus. Following the work of similar efforts like the Charleston syllabus, Ferguson syllabus, Lemonade syllabus, Black Women syllabus, I want to give a nod to the Black Twitter movement, for example, which has been, you know, sort of using Twitter and social media and specifically hashtags to link together conversations from people all over and maybe conversations that folks are having a hard time finding locally.
I mean, just for me personally, growing up and coming out, the gay bar was my home, was a place to go. And then later in life, but I guess before I became a librarian, I started doing drag and burlesque, and queer spaces really became like a church or a place of fellowship among queers. And so I think creating a list like this just seemed like a way to get started as something like from the community to the community. But again, like the list has really grown. It's its own document, and it's, you know, I don't feel like any of us are really the authors of it. I think it's like about amplifying a voice that needs to be celebrated.
Obviously, people around the country are trying to grapple with the Orlando shootings in all kinds of different ways. Why did it feel like this kind of document would be an important part of that response?
This is really about the work of survival on the regular for queer and trans people of color. And I think it comes from a really authentic place of wanting to just sort of document like what knowledge we know and we have. And, you know, by we, I mean like within an LGBTQ community, you know, and trying to make that something that's visible and present and that has a legacy.
While we often don't find the answers that we're looking for, one thing that we can find is information and context and history and, you know, representation across media. And so one of the most powerful things I think that this syllabus and others like it do is pulls that information together, makes these terrible events a little bit easier to talk about, learn from, teach from. You know, my world is a world of librarians and teachers, and they have students of all ages asking them about this stuff. And so it's a resource guide for, you know, the individual as much as it is for someone who is trying to answer questions about really unspeakable and unexplainable things.
That's Oliver Bendorf and Lydia Willoughby. Bendorf is a trans artist, poet, and librarian with the Digital Library Federation in Washington, D.C. Willoughby is an education and research librarian at the State University of New York, New Paltz. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity. You're listening to WLRN News.